Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
It's time for Tell It to Stanya.
It's all about you. Ooh. Let's peel away the layers and focus on you. What's going on inside? Let's talk about love and truth and the matter of who we are. Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.
Boy, Brittany almost started the show without me again. I ain't saying nothing. Brittany, you know it's the truth. You know it's the truth. You know it's the truth. Good afternoon. Welcome to a Saturday afternoon. I am she and she is me. Yes, and I am Tell It to Stanya. And I do have, you know, I always got someone co-hosting with me. Because sometimes I be liking company, I just saying. So, hi, Gracie.
Hi, thank you for having me, ma'am.
All right. Good stuff.
Shout out to Brittany. Hey.
don't give Brittany no. I know what you're shouting out to Brittany for. I'm just saying. All right, guys. So where are we going to go today? Well, of course, you know, it's been a crazy week. What all happened this week? What do we miss?
Oh, what happened? I think somebody in the state or something, somebody, Kirk, got shot, got murdered or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I saw that on the
TV. That was a big deal. That seemed to be a big deal. But what happened here? Ooh, I know what happened here. Or what stood out for me was the race election. To me, election is coming. And
yet,
the race
man. That's
between.
A whole other couple months.
Yes, I know.
We had some ratifications.
Yes. Listen, Brittany is a nerd. You know, this Brittany just messaged me. Carly Kirk is the name.
Thank you very much, Carly Kirk. Thank you so much.
Charlie Kirk.
Charlie. Unfortunately, he has passed.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't say mixed feelings, but I'm talking about mixed feelings from people. Mm-hmm. But yeah, right here, election to me, it's spoiled here. Because to me,
Don't touch that. Please.
Yeah, I could touch it just a little bit.
You know, politics and religion, and that's the two no-nos.
Oh, well, you listen to Tell It to Stanya, because you know, a lot of times I say I don't touch it. But I think what is going to be exciting is already started. The race
Tell me.
In Fox Hill. Listen, the race in Fox Hill.
Let me tell you. Anyway, that can be tight.
Boy, it's spicy. It has started.
A few other areas looks like they're going to have that same kind of effect. But I shall call no areas at this moment.
Well, I'm going to be watching Fox Hill because Chell is on. Because I have to steal some of them lines that I heard. It was boy, anyhow. Anyway, but that's not where we go in today, believe it or not.
Okay.
Because here on Tell It to Stanya, we don't touch religion. We don't touch politics too much.
Okay.
And of course, that's because y'all don't know how to act. Y'all just take these things personal. And quite frankly.
Any coming for you?
I was just going to say, and listen, I happen to like when I work with the government sometimes.
Let's skip that right along.
Yes. Okay, guys. So today is going to be a very interesting show. We're going to go a little deep. I know Gracie is probably going to be like, oh, my God, I don't believe this.
Oh, my God.
But we're going to go deep. And we're going to be talking about, love, but in particular, this is what I call it. The LSW, the love-starved woman. Now, this is something that is near and dear to me because, listen, I sure enough done been a love-starved woman in my life. And the thing about it is a few weeks ago, or maybe a month ago, I remember I was going through my journals. Yes, I have journals. I have journals from maybe like 1993.
Okay. Well, okay.
Yeah, that's probably the year you maybe was born, I ain't sure.
No. Okay. We know 90s, But go ahead, 93, way back when, before a lot of people was born. Go ahead.
Yes. And so as I'm reading these things, I'm watching my evolution. I'm watching the way that I would have evolved over the years. It sickened me, the things that I wrote. Okay. And It sickened me because I was like, oh my God, who is this person? This person was not in a good place at all. This person was not in a good place at all. This person was seeking validation. This person was giving herself away. This person was doing a whole lot of foolishness. And it sickened me so much to read about myself and the things that I did and where I was at emotionally, mentally, sexually, all the leaves, that for the first time, I tore up my journals. I tore it up because, one, I don't want nobody read that stuff. Two, that's not who I am. And I don't want that to be a defining moment in Stanya's life. So that led me, of course, to develop this thing called the love-starved woman. And, you know, Greasy and I, we were talking before we came on, and I was just sharing some of the points about the love-starved woman. So she was like, wait, hold on. At some point, I think everyone, based on what you're saying, has been love-starved. And she is correct. At some point, right, if you're male, female, whatever it is, it's all kind of things be going on now, all kind of gender out here. You've been a love-starved person. But we're zooming in on the females. Now, you know, guys, I like to go in on y'all. I like to kind of help y'all. And believe it or not, if you continue listening to the show today, you're going to learn a lot about women and what you thought you knew about women, sexual women, about women who like you, date you. And you can see yourself doing some little fool too, fellas too, yes. But this is for the women. Women who have put themselves out there. Women who have been looking for love. Women who thought they were in love. Women who cry when no one is watching. The strong, quote unquote, the strong women who just want to be held. So that's the journey we're going to go on today. We're going to talk about the love-starved woman. So I'm putting on real Stanya hat, yes, but I'm putting on life coach Stanya hat. So Gracie, you guys put on your life coaching hat too.
Okay, I can ask some questions. Right. I'll try answer some as well.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's where we're going today, y'all. Love-starved woman. You might see yourself, you may see your wife, you may see a female who you dated. Okay, so let's just jump right into it. So these are seven characteristics. It's only seven, but it's seven what we're going to talk about today. All right, and hopefully we could get through the hour. And by the way, I got some little news for y'all coming up. That's a story for another day. Hi! All right. Okay, so the love-starved woman. Let's go all the way back because, you know, people ask me, okay, well, how did she become love-starved? So this woman, how do you think she became love-starved, Gracie?
Well, I can only guess. I want to believe something from childhood, accepting less, some childhood. Everybody talking about this childhood wounds, childhood trauma, but it's actually a real thing. So I could start with childhood trauma and then accepting that moving through, I guess, adolescence and teenage years, and then you try to find whatever that was starved,
right,
one place, and then you want it in another place.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a conversation with a male friend, and he was sharing that he had met this person. And so I was like, oh, okay, you met this person, and what's going on? So, you know, they was like, oh, they spicy, and they really, you know, I like that, and blah, blah, blah. So based on what they were sharing with me, I was like, wait, hold on, this person seems a little... this female seems a little territorial. She seems a little, So I'm like, so I told him, I said, that's a childhood wound. You have a childhood wound. So he said, what do you mean? I said, because your mom is very spicy. Your mom, what you're describing is your mother. Mm-hmm. And you have a propensity to date women like your mother.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. But anyhow, the love-starved woman, yes, she was abandoned. She was abandoned in childhood. Let's go back. In some cases, she was abandoned physically in terms of, okay, maybe a parent died or through divorce or some form of separation. But she was also abandoned emotionally. So this is a child, this is a girl child, who would have needed the love and attention, and she didn't get it. She didn't get it, and in many cases, she was misunderstood from birth too, meaning that they didn't quite know how to love this child.
Why are you looking like that, Gracie?
Because it sounds so interesting.
You'd
be surprised how many persons are this way. It's
because,
real.
You know, another thing, we have to love our children. You know, okay, Gracie, remember we had a conversation maybe this week, last week, when we were talking about your son going to another school.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's a little person, but we were talking about when he goes in high school.
Yes.
And remember you said, oh, well, I have to see, like, what he's like and what he says and how he feels.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, okay, guys, as a child, this little person, this girl child, was not receiving the love and attention that she would have wanted and needed, whether or not it was from a father, whether or not it was from her mother. In many cases, though, it's the father. Okay? In many cases, the father is very distant. Many girls, they don't know what it's like to even be protected by a father. They don't know what it is to be held by their father. They don't know what it's like to even feel safe.
It's maxed with protective mode in terms of financials.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Very early on, too, this love-starved woman, what I also noticed, because we're going all the way back, we're talking about abandonment, but, you know, really we're talking about childhood. Another thing is she learned very early, too, how to stand out. Okay, and when I say how to stand out, sometimes this love-starved woman may be the fixer in the family, or she offers moral support. She learned how to be that person for her mother or for her father, how to show up in a certain way, because she knew that it would also, she learned that it would get attention. And sometimes she confused this attention for love. And in many cases, this love-starved woman, she be doing too much. She loves too much.
You know, we call that today.
What's that?
People pleasing.
Yeah, pick me show, whatever
pick
you call
Misha's,
it.
Pick me shows. I guess that's what the young folk call it. But yeah, pick me shows.
I'm a young folk. Gracie.
Okay. But yes, people pleasing. Let's do general. People pleasing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But very early on. So think about your children. And by the way, you know, you can. No, I don't want your call yet. I ain't sure if you want. I mean, you can call if you want to call, because I want the white around me. I feel like getting rough from Dwight.
Shout out to Dwight.
No shout outs for Dwight, man. I feel like talking. I know if I won't get to it. So, yeah, man, y'all call if y'all want to call, man. The calling line is 422-4796. That's the text line. I'm so sorry. The text line is 422-4796. And if you do want to call and join the conversation, it's 323-6232. Now, going back into this again, this girl child learned how to do certain things. And I know personally for me, I definitely learned how to take care of my parents, how to be emotional support. And I knew, too, that that would set me aside from, you know, and sometimes this knowing could be, it doesn't have to be conscious, by the way. Okay? It doesn't have to be a conscious thing, by the way. Mm-hmm. All right? So her doing this stuff, she's thinking she's going to get love. So she associates this type of this behavior and getting this attention with being accepted and loved. So yes, the love-starved woman was abandoned in childhood, not necessarily physically abandoned, but she was abandoned emotionally in many cases. She did not receive the love that she got. Oh, that she wanted. You know, when we went out the other day, Gracie, and remember I kept looking in the back of you and I was looking at this dad with the daughter. And it was the funniest thing, you know, they're at the movies, so the dad was playing with her hair. And, you know, then he was tickling her, then he was just, you know, doing one big bunch of foolishness. And of course, you know, the daughter was like, "Daddy, stop." But, mm-hmm. you know, but it was the cutest thing. It was the cutest thing. So, you know, just want to share this stuff with you guys. Okay, let's go now. We go in deeper. The second thing about the love-starved woman is she dates beneath her. She Ouch. Dates low.
Oh, gosh.
Mm. Fingers on lips.
You know why she dates low?
Because she's trying to find that void with something that she doesn't feel that she deserves.
Also, she's dating love. Well, yes. In a nutshell, yes. Mm-hmm. She's dating love because now somewhere inside this woman, and by the way, and we're going to get to this too, the love-starved woman is usually a powerhouse of a woman too. Now, we could get to that. But deep inside, even though she may have some self-esteem issues, she does know deep down that, you know, she's...
That girl.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, there might be one little voice whispering, maybe not shouting, but, you know, deep within. She knows. But she's thinking that if she dates lower, that this is really going to like her or love her because he knows that she is up there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But now what normally happens now?
How does that work out for
you? It don't never blast it, wake out.
It don't... You know what happens with that particular point that I've seen? The men usually know exactly that woman's value. And because the woman plays small, they play on the fact that you think you small, I can treat you like you small. Not saying that any abuse or anything, let's not get that far. But when it comes to how a woman values herself, a man already knows.
Well, you know...
The men... Let me tell you, these men... Don't play. Look
at Gracie, ready now.
Oh, ready now. You,
go on, Gracie.
They're so calculated. We know that we're calculated, but when mm-hmm. it comes to stuff like this, they already know, okay, I could actually plot on this one. This one actually look like she lacking a little bit in the security
factor. Men are predators.
They are.
You know, so I remember as a teacher, I will never forget this young man. I'm not going to call let's just call him Paul.
Paul, okay, Paul.
I will never forget Paul. Paul was 15 years old, and Paul says to me, said, Miss Davis, I love big girls with low self-esteem.
Oh, goodness.
And I say, Paul, why do you, you know, I always was asking questions from there. I say, Paul, why? He said, because they just let me do whatever I want to do to them.
Mm.
At 15.
15.
30-something by now. Paul got to be, but yeah, because that was like in 2005.
So I would love for you to reach out to him.
Before. Yeah, that was before I even had my daughter. So, you're right, probably 2003 or 4. Yeah.
So no big girl beat him up. Jeez.
So, Paul should be in his 30s. At 15, Paul said, I love big girls with low self-esteem. Mm. The love-starved woman dates low. And the only thing that... So this looks like... You know, people say you date at the level of your self-esteem.
Yeah.
Child, listen. I done been the love-starved woman. Plenty niggas... Plenty do it. I shame y'all line.
Oh, Jesus.
I shame. Heather, if you ain't got no one who you're embarrassed with, someone embarrassed with you. But no, seriously, I'm being serious. I'm serious. Like... Have you ever seen some women, and when they show up and you see who their boyfriend is, you about to fall out?
You know.
And I ain't talking about looks only. I ain't talking about status. I ain't talking about status. Well, you know what? Sometimes I'm talking about status. But I just talking what? About you could see bomb life
Stanya?
Written all over the poison, man.
Why is Stanya all I could do is smile? I think we all have. I think to get me out of that hot pot that you just throw me in, I think we all have, male and female. But, we've seen it.
I'm telling you.
And, you know, sometimes it actually works. It works.
Okay. You know, okay.
But that's a different day.
Okay, so I spoke to a person. Yeah, man.
Tell it to Stanya.
So I'm asking the person, I said, how your boyfriend doing? Well, they said that he's not my boyfriend. I said, why is he not your boyfriend?
Okay.
He's a roommate. Well, okay, he's a roommate. Okay, cool. Fair enough. Why is he not You know, so she's like, you know, he ain't too smart. You can't speak with him. I think some. So I said, hey, now, I heard this before. Why don't you date someone who you could actually have a conversation with?
And the answer was?
She said, that's the best thing you said for the whole blasted date. But the love-starved woman, because mm-hmm. she's thinking she's going to now get the love that she wants, that this person is really going to really pour into her, not understanding that this person simply does not have it to pour into her. And usually, low people bring you low, too. Low people don't raise you up. And let me tell you, there's this thing. Listen, I say I'm doing everybody in. Now, I normally is love of the fellas, but fellas are doing you in today. I'm doing the woman in, too. And I'm doing myself in, too. There's this thing what I like to say, Gracie. I say, boy, I ain't mind losing, but I don't like to lose the losers.
You know, that sounds like a man. That sounds when very egotistical.
For true?
That's very egotistical.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. I could be 50.
Age ain't nothing Gracie. But a number, ma'am.
When you getting older, Gracie,
yeah.
You ain't this. You say you just how you feel.
Very much so.
And guess what? There are men out there who have me for a loser.
Yeah.
let's be real. Yeah. And I probably was.
Okay.
I probably
honesty
was.
Honesty is good. Honesty is good.
Because I'll tell you this, too. I mean, you know, going out, I remember going out on the last one or two dates and, you know, people got some issues now. And as soon as I said it, you know what came to mind? Okay, well, first of all, there's this thing that my friend always laughs when I say this. Like, there's this little siren that goes off in my head and say, run, Stan, you run! And run fast and run right now. Run! Right? But I couldn't help but think. So I could see, like, they had all this baggage, just plenty of baggage, and I couldn't help but think mm-hmm. that this is how I showed up, too. And this is why
you met men, up with them.
Men, no, this is why men left my hip, too, or didn't take me serious, too.
True.
But that takes, here I that come with a bunch of, with a bag of, yes, with a bag of issues. And not only that, acting in a certain way.
Yeah.
Even being promiscuous.
And not always in a negative way. When you think you high righteous, not.
This it's different very, things.
It's different things.
Yeah.
You could be, I wanted this and I wanted that and I wanted this.
So I say.
That's
I,
baggage.
Yeah. So I say in that, you know, I don't like losing losers, but I've been a loser too, boo.
So get with the winners.
Hello.
Oh.
All okay, right then. Anyway.
Number?
No, we ain't finished with this video. Ah! Because you know something.
Daddy, you're going to hurt some people's feelings with this number.
Listen. Because Gracie.
Oh, goodness.
And a lot of times, is this high-ranking woman?
I could tell you that. I could tell
you. Is this woman? Let me tell you something.
Hmm.
You would be so surprised who people checking or dating.
Yeah, it's funny because you kind of see that. You said it a lot.
Sisters, let me talk to y'all right now, yeah? I talking Ooh. To y'all now. I laughing, but I serious. That's why, child, anytime, anyone who I'm on claim, I say, child, that's my cocaine days. I used to hit coke. I remember nothing when I used to hit coke. But anyway, on a serious note, the love-starved woman dates low. We see this a lot. I've seen people. And honestly, and when I see who their mate is, I was like, this clown?
Or this person? What if they're not a clown to them?
For everyone who I saw and I thought they was a clown, they were a clown.
Okay, then. Okay. Ouch. Okay.
What else you got, Gracie?
Nothing on that one.
Nothing okay, and one. You would hear women say, and he wasn't even on my level.
You know, once again, they say that after the fact. I think we all
have
said that.
Oh, we get into that one. Ooh, that's another point I got, right? I got another
okay,
point.
Okay, we warming up then.
I got another point.
You warming up.
Okay, all right. As a matter of fact, let me just go right there to that point right now. Because the love-starved woman,
mm-hmm.
believe it or not, this the crazy little piece right here now. See, piece?
Try
okay,
me.
Here we go now.
Go ahead.
This the crazy piece with the love-starved woman. The love-starved woman don't even like them guys.
Oh. Okay, I can't even drop this mic because this mic on a whole thing. Stanya, you just said
As who's, I repeat, who's the number one life coach in DC apart from Stanley Davis? Hello, go on.
Okay. Let's be real.
Let's go.
Half of the times, or most of the times, mm-hmm. that woman, the high class,
mm-hmm.
don't even like that dude.
Right.
You have to tell me more about that, because...
And guess what? That's why you would hear after the fact, I didn't even like him. Because, see, the thing about the love-starved woman is that any dude will do.
Nah, man, Stanya.
Yeah, sometimes, because... sometimes. Not all the time.
Okay, cool.
But sometimes they are love-starved, so any form of attention, and usually, for the most part, is these people who you know down there what will show you a lot of attention. And the love-starved woman is like there's a black hole. It's a black hole. And they're looking to fill this black hole.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another point. Any type of attention sometimes, and they assume that this person likes them. Someone friend them on Facebook, and they think that person like them. That's why sometimes guys say, oh, but Jesus, I only was being nice, so I just gave her a compliment. The love-starved woman, and you know how I know she didn't like the guy? Let me tell you. And this the big one. Let me scratch my head. This the big one for how I know she didn't like the guy. You ready?
Sure. Go ahead. You slap me with all these stuff. Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am. Let's go. Why? How you know?
There was absolutely nothing to like about them.
Now, come on, Stanya. That's too much. Because my thing is, if you do that, right? Let's just say, okay.
Brittany, what you got to say? You ain't got nothing to say.
No, ma'am.
You
keep it
quiet over there.
You
got to say something.
Because the thing is...
Why I...
Okay, let's... Okay, wait, let's look. Let's look
go
at...
On, man.
We touched on...
Let's go.
We touched on dating lower, right?
Yes.
So if I'm dating lower, there has to have been something for me to want to be next to that man.
Okay, listen.
Whether it's physically, sexually, however the case may be, either he may not be...
Listen, Stanya. I remember I was talking to what?
What woman can be with a man just for having likes?
What I'm saying is that, okay, they might date the guy, like, okay, oh, this boy said he had stink bread, he had...
A shallow man. Give me something bigger. Give me something harder than that.
Give
me something bigger than that. Okay, Lord, let's just say he ain't had no car, he ain't had no...
Man, I ain't talking... Hold on a minute. Lord, I gotta take this car. Mr. Roy, I'm on the air, but we still on 250, nigga. Call you back. Meet me, you know where. I go on.
The last therapist, everybody.
That's right. Okay, because mm-hmm. I got to make sure certain things in place.
Okay.
Okay. When I said that there's nothing to like about it, meaning for the most part, this dude used you. This dude was not kind to you. That's what I'm talking about. Now, I laugh a minute, but why you want deep people who bread hot? But anyhow.
Because they are. Anyway.
I'm talking about this person. I zipping right across what you said. This person was not kind to the person. This person, okay. Sometimes the only thing they came by for was sex. This person didn't take you out. This person was not gentle with you. This person did not treat you the way that you wanted to be treated or needed to be treated. So when I say that there's nothing really to like about this person, your needs, your wants were not being
met.
You were with this person. And sometimes the sex ain't even that good, because half the time, woman ain't, you see what Prophetess Patrice say one time? Half the time, listen, they're making nobody reach you nowhere. So stop it now.
Oh my. Okay.
Because I done ain't going to sleep with all this tornado and thunderstorm and lightning last
night. You're done ready.
Yes.
But you know something, like I was saying, to bring you back, I've seen it a lot where high established women have dated lower. And it's all because at the end, when that guy is ready to move on to somebody who's on his level or somebody who will probably love him differently, or for whatever reason, the guy moves on.
The next love star woman.
Fresh batch. We call it fresh batch.
Mm-hmm.
The woman now starts to say, oh, he wasted my time. Oh, he wasn't worth it. Oh, he wasn't nothing to talk about anyway. But that
you
woman
select. Let me read this message.
Okay.
Being love-starved is so real. I looked for love in all the wrong places, especially in my teenage years. Child sister, thanks. Thank you for sending this in. We talking about realness. See, Gracie over here, think I joking, talking fool. Thanks. Anyway, I had my dad present in the home, but he was not present emotionally. He never treated me in a soft and loving manner. Oh, my God. And guys, see, listen, I do these shows because I want you to understand what we are doing and what we are not doing. I want you to understand how we came to be. This is why I do this show. Mm-hmm. All fun and jokes aside, he never treated me in a soft and loving manner. He constantly criticized and ridiculed me in every way. This pushed me into very toxic and abusive relationships. Even in friendships, I accepted a lot of crap for the sake of wanting relationships. I had to learn to love myself truly. Thank you for this real message. Thank you for admitting this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
You'd be surprised.
You will know you dating low when you getting dog out. You know you dating low. I don't have to go over when you know you dating low, because you just know you. When you, and in many cases, you're embarrassed. You don't even want nobody really know. Okay? And if you show up with your guy, and if the person can't shake your hand and say, boy, you chose well, you... Why are you laughing, Gracie? Then because... you are dating low.
Yeah, for real.
Okay, let me move on, because CB done this, done 137, and I want
you
the white
you
message
the fourth
me.
One now.
That's right, because the white is message people, and then they come off the air. Okay. All right. Okay.
I got you.
You get in your BGCSE, Matse.
I sure did.
Oh, my God. You're such an amazing. Anyhow, moving right.
I did.
Well, see, you know, I owe it than you. So we had GCEs.
O-levels and A-levels.
And let me tell you, on paper one, I didn't know I did fail, because I was drawing all
circles
kind of boat and house.
And flowers in the corner.
That's right.
And shading in the letters.
Hello.
Girl, get so to number four.
I didn't even need to go for paper two. Okay, let me move on now.
Number four.
Okay, y'all ready for this?
Go ahead. We warming up good.
The love-starved woman.
What?
She dates high too.
Exactly. So the contradiction is the love-starved woman just be looking for love
now,
in all the places.
Now, let me
high,
tell you
low,
this.
Middle.
You see, Cassie?
Oh, Lord.
Let's go to Cassie.
Can we please let her rest, we can't
let her live.
New mommyhood?
No.
Okay.
And Cassie, quite fine, because she's a millionaire.
Well, I heard. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to do 17 lessons to learn from Cassie, but anyhow, let me stick Cassie in here.
Leave Cassie alone, please.
If we, before all this stuff came up, all this drama, all this P. Diddy foolishness,
yes,
we would have said that she's dating
her husband.
Hold on. No, we ain't talking about us. We're talking to P. Diddy. But hold on. Would we call the something man
high value?
Yes, high value man. Now, let me tell you all one story now.
Oh, boy.
Let me tell you all how my daughter is a better life coach than me. Okay, let me tell you all how my daughter got it together. Boy, do a good job. Let me tell you this. So anyway, I was supposed to go out with a guy. And this guy, let's say he is...
I hope he's listening.
Well, I don't know if he can understand, but let's just say, okay, he would be a high... What you just call it?
High value.
High value man.
Based
on financial status.
Okay.
Based on his family.
Okay.
Based on...
The things that matter
much.
To
yes.
the elitist.
Right.
Okay.
What we would normally say a high value man.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, I was supposed to go out with this man. And I remember, so I was telling my daughter, I was like, you know, I'm going to let so-and-so pick you up because I want to go with Mr. So-and-so and blah, blah, blah. Okay. So I done arranged just my, you know, my whole
day.
Mm-hmm. And that's another thing, but the love-starved woman. She will bypass her boundaries. Let me put that down before we go get back there. Okay,
people pleasing do that though.
Yeah, we can circle back to that one.
Them boundaries,
yes,
okay. Non-existent.
So anyway, now after all this shuffling that I did, because I did some shuffling,
girl, look here, I would have been hot like a six, especially if I get them edges straightened out, and I get them nails done, and for God's sake, if I try and get one little sugar,
okay. So anyway, so my daughter comes home and she says, Mommy, how did it go with Mr. So-and-so? I was lunch or, you know, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, Mr. So-and-so, he actually ended up canceling. So she's like, okay. So my daughter walked out of my room. She went in her room. Mm-hmm. She came out of the room, walked in the kitchen. She came in my room. She gone out of the room, gone back in her room, came back in my room.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, what's going on here?
Right.
So my daughter says to me, she said, Mommy, Mr. So-and-so, you may think Mr. So-and-so is a high-value man, but Mr. So-and-so is not a high-value man. And so I say, Malia, how you know Mr. So-and-so is not a high-value man? You ready for what you think she said?
Because he didn't have the decency to do that in advance.
So this is what my brilliant daughter said. She said, Mommy, Mr. So-and-so is not a high-value man because...
He doesn't honor his word. What?
Because a high-value man is a man who values you.
You got to go deeper for those in the back. Go a little deeper for those in the back. Go to the back of the glass.
Ain't no drum roll around here, Brittany. Yeah, drop on a little bomb or something. The high-value man is the man who values you. And so the high-value man isn't necessarily this man who making the six figures and all this foolishness.
He's just doing well.
But see, we think that this is the high value man is the man who value you. So let's go back now. You talk about dating low. Is this person valuing you? Is this person kind to you? Come on. Because P, did he show us? You could have money, but you could be terrible.
To people, yeah. Oh, that's the bomb.
Or it all now. Or it. Listen. Y'all can't tell me nothing no more. Listen, Brittany, try have your finger. Let your fingertip be very close to them, little bomb. Every time when you think I say something, yeah, thanks.
What the young people say? Clock it?
That's right.
Oh, hold on, let me do the noise.
You know, one could hear that, Gracie.
Oh, okay, only me then. Boom. I try clock my little nails.
The high value man is the man who values you. So sometimes women, we think we dating up. But is that man valuing you? You know how many people... They rich, their husband rich, and they getting treated like a dog.
Oh, God. Brittany on it hot. Let me tell you something about this word rich. Like your daughter said, he may be so-and-so family, have all the money, the lots and everything, and the money and the assets. But if that man treating you like dirt, but y'all also happy in public, ain't nothing happening. But it's now, once again, your love starved.
Yes.
And at that point, you probably just used to the love starvation.
And not only that. Okay, now the difference, though, between this like dating high and low, because remember now, when they dating low, they're thinking that, okay, this person is going to see how valuable I am, blah, blah. When they dating high, they actually feel as though, oh, he chose me. Mm. So they, yes.
I felt that for all the little girls inside. I felt that. To be chosen is a big part of love starvation.
Yes.
And we do select, I'm going to say me as well, because we all have been there. We do select men who we feel would choose us based on their status.
This is why you said it. You said the little girl. You see, let's go to these teenagers who are always missing, right? Now, we be cracking their joke boat, or they go on to their man and all this load thing, right?
Yeah.
And the thing about it, a lot of these young girls, they think because they are dating an older man.
With a Honda.
Right, that they have it made and blah, blah, blah. Because they feel like this person, like why would
they chose me.
They chose me. They could have had them older women. They don't want them. It's something about me. Not understanding.
Oh, because I could do it better.
Right. Blah, blah. Not understanding. No, they chose you because
based
they
on
know.
Their level.
Yes.
Yeah. So but you know, women, that's also, that's, yeah. Yeah
we got to take a look. We got to get serious now. Because we keep saying, but the high value man is not the man. And I saying, date someone who ain't got none now.
Can we touch on the sweethearts?
What you want to talk about sweethearts for?
Because the sweethearts also feel that way.
The sweethearts and the wife. Oh. Well, anyway, yeah, but I get what you're saying. They feel, yeah.
No, they chose me.
Yeah, and that's why, yeah.
They chose me. Something you're not doing. I'm love starved. And, and you're starving your wife because you chose me.
Yes, they feel a sense of privilege.
Okay.
But it's like a drug. Because even though that person may not be there all the time, but that little bit of love, because remember now, the love stuff, they love this. They crave this.
They crave it.
They need this.
Yeah.
They starve. You know how you act when you're dead hungry?
You ever see a crackhead when they ain't getting no crack?
Yes. Oh. Okay.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Listen, y'all, I ain't seeing nobody calling, eh? Y'all could call 323-6232, if you want to share your give you 5 cents, you're a little quiet today. 323-6232. Or you could send me a message. If you ain't want nobody, no. I understand. Like I say, Chad, tell them that's when you was hitting coke.
You're hitting some spots. Yeah. People ain't want. That's a deep thing, you know.
Yeah.
Because they may be right next to their mate, husband, boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And literally hearing this, and it's like, what is it? I wish I could message, but I can't. Because that means he can know why love stopped. And that could be another problem for tomorrow.
Let me tell you now. Let's go on. Just go with what I was saying. The love starved woman, she have a high body count.
Man, hold on now.
She could have a high body count. Let me tell you.
It's almost cliche now.
She could have a high body count. And let me tell you something, fellas.
They ain't never know.
Y'all better be happy. Some dudes gotta be happy. They gotta be like Paul. Paul, who I talked with, the little boy, 15-year-old. Some dudes, the only reason y'all had sexual intercourse is because women wasn't loving themselves. Y'all couldn't get nobody no other way.
And then they want to talk about women being
excuse
a bunch
me, you,
of...
Can you let this bomb... drop that bomb again.
Might as well drop a double bomb. Shoots.
The only way... Lord, I don't even want to look on my phone because the wife might be there. The only way men had sexual intercourse...
It's because we let our guard down.
It's because the love-starved woman, because they were not loving themselves, and any person would do, or they just wanted to be held, wanted, needed, chosen, whatever it is. Under no other circumstance could some guys get a woman.
So can you... Is it safe to say that women make men egos? Create? Add to?
Yes, ma'am. I got asked forgiveness next week. But I grown up at 49, and since I grown up at 49, I promised that I could be like more truthful.
I think that's best. We need more honesty, to be honest.
So guys, you know, sometimes you see this woman, you see the woman and she's out here in these streets. The love-starved woman could be out here in the streets. Mm. As a matter of fact, love-starved woman, listen, you, believe it or not, are more of a danger to yourself than anyone else.
Yep.
You are more of a danger to yourself than anyone else. Because something happens when we continuously have sex with people who do not care about us.
Break us down.
It takes something from our souls. Mm-hmm. It strips us. It makes us empty and cold.
And you know we give that to them? Right. And they get bigger and better? Well, in their heads. But anyway, next.
Sometimes, like... Oh, gosh. Like,
go ahead, honest Stanya.
Mr. Roll, I hope you to get my message. I don't know if you'd get it. Gracie, don't tell me I junglist or saying that. Anyhow.
Hey.
The love star woman. Her body count could be high. So sometimes we think that this woman is very that she's a slack woman. It's not that she's slack, guys. She's a wounded woman.
She's a woman, yes. Be patient.
She's a woman that wants to be loved, believe it or not, many cases. I'm telling you. Unfortunately, women, men don't give a 5 cents about that.
Get in and get out.
Yes. Okay. She's also having sex with them because she thinks that if she gives them what they say they want, then they would stay.
They would give her what she wants.
So she is leading with sex. She's looking for love by putting the sex first instead of putting the love first. She's having sex thinking that it would lead to love. Phil, why ain't nobody calling me? Nobody even messaging me? Even this one who normally is calling me and message me every time I hear him. He ain't even send me no message. I say the text line is 4796. Let me say it again. 4224796 is the text line. The phone line. 323-6232. Brittany, why ain't nobody calling right now? Brittany got the phone up or something. I don't know. That time Brittany even on my run. Okay. This. What time it is, man?
It's 1:51.
Oh, Lord of mercy. When we talk about the boundaries, hey, what are you talking about? Hey, why crazy? Mm-hmm. Why are you looking? I be cracking my own self up.
I see you and I'm like, you need some water? What's going on with you? Go ahead.
Listen, let me take a quick commercial break so I can message Mr. Roland. Because y'all ain't checking, man. Brittany, take me to commercial, please.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio is in smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
It's the glitziest night in agriculture, where roots run deep and the spotlight shines bright. The Agrarian Awards 2025 takes center stage on Saturday, October 18th at the Atlantis Paradise Island Grand Ballroom. And you need to be there. Presented by the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources and the Agricultural Development Organization. Get your tickets now at adobahamas.org or call 397-7400 for more information. The Agrarian Awards 2025, planting with heart and soil.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
All right, okay, I'm back here because I got a text message. And texter, you know I be waiting on you now. You know I be waiting on you. Okay, so my number one text person said, Stanley, I'm listening, but I think your conversation is one-sided because it always characterizes women as a victim or someone who is lowering their standards. Okay, my number one texter, it is not my aim to paint the women as a victim. It is my aim, as a matter of fact, I need women. I want them to see themselves and how bad it looks and how serious the situation is. They're not a victim, no. I want them to do the work. The work that is called loving self. I've been the same woman, everything. What I have said today is me. But we have to do the work. And yes, they have lowered their standards. I am doing this show today because I want them to understand where it came from. I'm laughing, but I'm dead serious because I'm trying to shock people into reality too. Because we around here as women, we think we got it all together and we looked apart. But we've been broken. And we are not the victim. And if we were the victim, let me say this. The victimizer, as a matter of fact, as the victim, as the woman, we become the self-abusers. We become the predators of self. We become the victimizers. Because we move forward and we do this. Boy, everybody messaging me now. I see a couple messages now.
In the last lap.
Daniel.
Last lap.
So that's why I'm doing this. I'm not doing this to say, oh, the poor woman, da, da, da. No. Mm-mm. I'm doing this because I want my sisters. You hear what I opened with? When I read my old journals, I most fall out. When I think about the way I gave myself away. Mm. And the pain that I welcomed in.
Can I say something?
Yes, ma'am.
So to piggyback on that, you would find it rare that men are love-starved. Not that they're not, but you find it rare, and there are men that are love-starved.
Men are love-starved,
too. It shows up differently.
Because guess what now? You see how we talk about this high body count, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, my daughter and I have these conversations. I love my daughter. I can lie. I love this. I love my little black yarn. Oh, I love her. Anyhow, so we were going back and forth talking about, because we, you know, we actually did this together mm-hmm. when she was here. And so we were talking about how, you know, men would just have sex with these women and they say she mm-hmm. bad. Mm-hmm. Everybody had it, but then they'll still go sleep with this person. Although, mm-hmm. guys, a lot of times a love-starved woman, as bad as she is, still wouldn't sleep with you. But anyhow, I'm not going to, I just saying. That's something to look at. But mm-hmm. let's go now. And don't worry now. When it's but guys, I always be on your side. This is the first time I even doing in the woman's damn. I just show us about y'all. Anyway, let me so focus. But okay. So if this guy is there having, because he feel like, oh, this woman haven't sex with anyone, so I might as well get some too. Mm-hmm. But you got low self-esteem too, because why you think that that's what you deserve? Why you want something too, even if it's just for 5 minutes? You think that low, you think that low, that's what you could get, that's the only thing too, and you going with a woman who would give it to anybody? Mm. So that's, you got something going on too.
Stanley, can I touch it? Can I please touch on
it?
Something?
Hold on. Go on, man.
Unfortunately, the love-starved woman, please, y'all, I know this could touch a lot of, you know, because I'm a boy mom. A lot of the love-starved women end up raising men who then end up with a love-starved woman.
Wow. See, listen, I got 3 minutes. Let me read the sex message when I'm here. Brittany, you didn't do the little bomb. Checking for me. Okay.
Boy, look here.
Okay, let me read this. All right. Hi, Stania. I'm in a trance. Listening to the thrilling saga. That's why I'm not calling. Keep going, Coachy Boo. Thank you. Okay, that's what. Let me read this. Okay. I married mistakenly a woman who came from an abusive home thinking I could play savior. See, that's your first mistake, sir. She's aggressive and I'm passive. Oh, Jesus, Lord. Judge Judy say all the good man is have bees for wives. But anyhow, she's aggressive and I'm passive. She literally told me she'd start arguments so I would argue with her. And when I didn't, it made her mad even more. Sir, that is a broken woman. That is a broken woman. She's toxic. Mm. Okay? And see, maybe she learned early on that's what love looks like. This is what we're talking about.
What safety looks like.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This person wants me.
Hold on. Shout out to Mrs. Pratt. Thank you. Go ahead, Tanya. Sanya.
Who's Miss Pratt?
I can't tell you, but she knows. She's listening.
Okay. Hi, Pratty. Okay. Yes, sir. Sir, your wife is toxic. It's not. That's not normal. Okay? She's not healthy. She's not healthy. Okay. Okay. Look at my, Lord, look at my number one texting. Are you ready for me? Mm-hmm. How can one be a high-value man if they love the woman?
Hmm. What do you mean, love the woman?
High-value means developing oneself as opposed to loving someone, which is a temporary state of being, as opposed to developing oneself and being educated. That what makes a man a high-value. How he... Listen, we're talking in relation to him being with his mate. Or
not
in
on
relation,
paper.
Right.
Not
in
on
relation
paper.
To the woman, she's selecting this man because of his money or even education.
Status,
because,
yeah.
Listen... There are many educated men.
Word pump. In the relationship. They could close a deal, but they can't keep their girlfriends happy, their wives happy.
Okay. There's someone else. I once saw what I thought was a sensible, beautiful woman on the side of the road during carnival getting a back shot.
Come on now. That's
is that
fair.
A lousy woman or a poor little broken woman?
No, wait, hold on now.
Are you
it's
talking
carnival.
About, sir, you to, oh, ma'am, I don't know who this is. Are you talking about dancing back shot or are you talking
I
about
I like how
the,
he worded that, though.
The sexual act. And no, listen, she is a broken woman. I know she's a poor little broken woman, but she's a broken woman. What does this mean? Because you know these acronyms. You're the young one. What that AC, what that's acronym.
The act. Oh, hold on.
Oh, the about act. The act. Whoa!
You know something? You asked that question, and he knew the answer.
That's right. Sir, you know.
Come on.
Thank you. Yes, that's a very disgraceful. You already know.
Nobody wants to have that act in public.
Right.
Not even at carnival.
Exactly. We know that's nasty. Okay, so I ain't got these. No, that I know dog on a poor little woman, and you know that. Okay. Okay. Text messages today, because like me, everyone else may be stuck to the radio tuned in. Didn't I tell you that, though?
No, because today is impactful, but you also have to be able to receive it, you know?
By the way, I'm a male listener. Well, thank you, sir.
Hello, Mr. Male listener.
Yes, right. I like that. Because they're stuck, maybe stuck to the radio tuned in. Thank you so much, sir.
Watch him call somebody and be like, girl, I tell you, see?
Yes.
This is why he's act like that.
Okay. Lord, you see, look at this. Say, is there any furtherance of this show off air? I have much to get off my chest. I'm loving this conversation.
I think a selfless plug would be good.
Oh, yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Now, see, now you're not going to call me. I don't want nobody calling me. When you come calling me, talking about get. I mean, I currently single, but, you know. Child, it could take plenty, because I's a reformed love-starved woman, so child, it take plenty to enter through the pearly gates. But listen now, I ain't see Dwight message me yet, and it's 2:02, but anyhow. Okay. You know what? People be asking me, might be talking foolishness, but Dwight, nice be dead serious
ooh,
with this.
Oh, so before dead we serious. Close,
go on.
Remember I touched on how love-starved, we wrap it up right now. Love-starved.
Does Brittany work for Dwight? Go on. You see how she looking.
Love-starved women raise certain types of men.
Mm-hmm.
I have a listener and they said, did you join mothers who have their sons as their man?
That's a love-starved woman,
you know.
It is.
Oh, okay then.
It is.
We call those, the colloquial term is a mama's boy.
Anyhow. Yeah, but you see, but the thing to you laughing, but see, but women doing the damage.
Yes, you, yes.
Anyhow, listen, we gotta, we
that's
gotta
another
wrap
story.
Up
that's
we
another
wrap
day.
Up, y'all. Okay,
that's
listen.
That's another day.
Now, you can message me. You could, as a matter of fact, I have something coming up. Y'all need to be a part of this. It's called the I Must Love Myself Enough Project. That's what it is.
Y'all, she
it's
have me
called
on it.
The I Must Love Myself. Listen, I ain't got time to play with y'all. Let me send this little voice note to Brittany, because I surprise, like I say, Brittany ain't messy. Hold on. Brittany, I send you something right now. Right now, Brittany. Brittany, play this on the air. This is for the love-starved women right here. Brittany, see it here. I'm sending it to you right now, Britt. I get in trouble, but Brittany... What do I have in here now? Oh, Lord, right when you want to do this thing, and I done got things to do after this. Listen. Oh, Brittany, you got it? Okay. See, Brittany, tell me, come off the air. We have the I Must Love Myself Enough project. This is for the love-starved woman. Every day, 7 days, we meet up. We meet up online. There are some women who say, Stanley, I'm going to do it on my own. I don't want to be in the group. Cool. If not, you come in the small group and we do the sessions together. Each day is something different. One day you take a look at yourself. You do a good visualization where you really take a look at who you are, what you're doing, all that stuff. Another day, we take a look at you facing your fears. Another day, we look at forgiving yourself, because child, there's plenty of things we got to forgive ourselves for. We also look at forgiving your parents. We look at purpose every day. At the end of the week, it's a powerful week. It's a very, very powerful week. I don't have time to play the voice note. Brittany done ruled me out. So, but you can send me a message. And yes, guy, yes, gentlemen, you can message me. Keep in mind, too, Stania, as a business. And you see all this y'all talking about? I ain't nobody talking about sponsor. Tell it to Stania. I need sponsors. You know, one come call me. One load me up. It's in a problem. I need sponsors. For tell it to Stania. That is what I need. Okay? Now, you can message me. Oh, look at that. Someone said they're a sponsor. Hey. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me get them a new number. You ain't want me to get sponsored. Brittany, turn that down 1 second. Here's my telephone number. 451-6767. 451-6767. If you're interested in sponsoring Tele Tastania, or if you want to be a part of the small group, message me. Don't message me trying to come on to me, because I could block you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on